Well, let's take a look at high school baseball and softball first this morning. And girls softball play last night from the Hawkeye 10 Conference. It was Atlantic posting a 4-0 win over Exira EHK. Shenandoah beat St. Albert 12-5 in the first game of a doubleheader. St. Albert wins 5-4 in the nightcap. Denison swept a pair from Clarinda 11-0 and 7-6. It was Lewis Central taking two from Red Oak 11-0 and 18-7. Glenwood beat Kemper Catholic 7-4 in the first game of a doubleheader. Kemper Catholic down the Rams 11-6 in the nightcap. Creston also split with Harlan yesterday. A pair of shutouts. Creston wins 4-0 in the opener. Harlan 10-0 in the second contest. In the Rolling Valley Conference, Cam falling to Stanton last night, 10-7. Also in Western Iowa Conference play, it was IKM Manning over Underwood, 7-6. Missouri Valley shut down Audubon, 10-0. Logan Magnolia defeating Griswold, 13-3. Trainer over AHSTW, 9-2. Tri-Center beat Riverside, 6-2. From the Pride of Iowa Conference, Nottoway Valley beat East Union, 10-1. Lenox over Southwest Valley, 3-0. And Mount Air outscored Bedford, 8-7 in girls softball. In boys baseball play last night from the Hawkeye 10, it was St. Albert over Shenandoah 6-3, Denison beating Clarinda 2-1, Lewis Central topping Red Oak 14-1, Kemper Catholic needed 9 innings to beat Glenwood 4-3, and Harlan took 2 from Creston 17-7 and 10-0. In the Rolling Valley Conference last night, it was Cam over Stanton 10-0, Pocahontas Area beat Coon Rapids Bayard 6-4, Bowyer Valley over Whiting 7-4. In the Western Iowa Conference baseball matchups last night, Underwood beat IKM Manning 15-2, Logan Magnolia over Griswold 20-5, Missouri Valley beat Audubon 10-3, Trainer shut down AHSTW 4-0, and Tri-Center blanking Riverside 3-0. From the Corner Conference, Fremont Mills beat Clarinda Academy 17-0. And in Pride of Iowa baseball last night, it was Nottoway Valley over East Union 11-1. Lenox beat Southwest Valley 10-0. Mount Air over Bedford 13-7. In Major League Baseball action, it was all Adam Wainwright yesterday. He hit a two-run homer off of Brandon McCarthy and threw 6 innings of 4-hit ball to lead the St. Louis Cardinals over the Los Angeles Dodgers 2-0 for a 4-game split in that series. Wainwright struck out 6 and walked 2, pitching out of 2-on, 1-out jams in the 4th and 5th, and extending his scoreless streak to 16 and a third innings. Matt Bowman, Trevor Rosenthal, and Sungwon Oh pitched an inning each to complete a 5-hitter yesterday. Also in the National League, it was Milwaukee over the Mets 2-1. Arizona beat Miami 3-2. In the American League, Cleveland over Oakland 8-0. Baltimore beat Boston 7-5. Yankees pounded Toronto 12-2. Minnesota doubled up the LA Angels 4-2. Interleague action saw Colorado top Seattle 6-3. In the Pacific Coast League yesterday, Memphis falling to Omaha 2-1. The Iowa Cubs coming up short to Nashville 5-2. When college baseball teams from the north head south, it's usually early in the season, and normally it doesn't end well. Iowa coach Rick Heller says his Hawkeyes are more confident with a full season behind them as they get set to play top-seeded and host Houston in an NCAA regional. Texas A&M and Baylor collide in the other first-round game.
I wish we weren't going to their environment, and this environment at Houston, I hear, is going to be a pretty hostile environment for our Hawks to go into. But, at this point in the year, it doesn't worry me a whole lot.
The Hawkeyes average nearly 7 runs per game in winning the Big Ten tournament title, and they'll be challenged by American Conference Pitcher of the Year, Trey Cumbie. The sophomore lefty is 10-1 on the season.
He's pitched 96 innings, and he's only given up 81 hits, 80 strikeouts, 13 walks. So it's going to be a challenge. But the thing that we talked about yesterday with our team is that, Schaefer from Maryland was basically the same guy as a right-hander. And look what we did to Schaefer the first game of the conference tournament. There's no reason we can't go in there and knock off another player, pitcher of the year.
Heller says it's not who you play, but how a team is playing in the postseason.
We don't concern ourselves a whole lot with who we're playing, the name on the jersey, and we'll see if that holds true this weekend with the big names that are there, A&M, Baylor, and Houston. We're totally real with our guys. I mean, we know the plan, and we know if we don't execute the plan, we're probably going to get beat. So we'll have a good plan. Our guys will be prepared. It's just whether or not we'll go out and execute it.
Hawkeyes and the Cougars, first pitch set for 7 o'clock this evening in Houston. A longtime trainer, head girls basketball coach Gail Hartigan, officially removed her name from consideration for continuing that post on Wednesday night at a trainer school board meeting. Hartigan had previously decided that she wanted to step down and be an assistant coach with the program in order to transition slowly out of the coaching ranks. She submitted that original resignation on April 20th. That situation didn't go as smoothly as was hoped, and Hartigan then had a momentary change of heart and asked to rescind her original resignation. The board had offered the job to former boys basketball assistant Joe Chapman, but tabled that decision after Hartigan's change of heart. At Wednesday's meeting, Hartigan read a letter to the board explaining her thought process and decision now to officially resign. The board accepted her resignation and will likely wait until their next meeting on June 19th to make a decision on a new coach. Hartigan plans to continue as trainer girls track coach. She finishes her basketball coaching career with 710 wins and 172 losses, includes 14 state tournament appearances and last year's state title game. Iowa State says a lawsuit filed by a former star player against women's basketball coach Bill Fennelly has been settled for $60,000. Nikki Moody had sued Fennelly, the university, and the state of Iowa for racial discrimination and retaliation, saying she was repeatedly called a thug and labeled a selfish player, despite being the program's career assists leader. A trial was set for September. The school said Thursday that the Iowa Attorney General's office had reached a settlement agreement. Moody will receive $35,600, with the rest going to attorneys. The deal includes no admission of guilt by the defendants. Fennelly had been dismissed from the lawsuit in April, 1 month after he agreed to a contract extension through 2022. He's been Iowa State's coach for the last 22 seasons. Well, Kevin Durant scored 38 points in his first NBA Finals game with Golden State. Stephen Curry added 28, and the Warriors rolled to their 13th straight win this postseason by beating the Cleveland Cavaliers 113-91 in Game 1. With Durant on board, the opener of Cavs-Warriors 3 was a mismatch as Golden State scored the first 13 points of the third quarter to take a 21-point lead, and they never looked back. LeBron James had 28 points and 15 rebounds for the Cavs, but also finished with 7 turnovers. Cleveland has lost the opener in the finals to Golden State for 3 straight years, but they did rally to win the championship in 7 games last year. Well, Kansas City Chiefs have waived wide receiver Jamari Staples and safety Devin Chappell, and they signed tight end Orson Charles and safety Damari Drew as they wrap up their second week of voluntary practices. The Chiefs announced those moves on Thursday. Charles was a fourth-round pick out of Georgia by the Bengals, with whom he spent the first 2 years of his career. He appeared in 2 games last season for the Lions. Drew, who played at Cal, worked out for the Chiefs before the draft. The Chiefs have 4 more days of organized team activities next week before they gather for their mandatory minicamp, which runs June 13th through the 15th. Elsewhere around the league, the New York Jets have signed former Steelers safety Shamarco Thomas and waived linebacker Javaris Jones. That move came Thursday, several hours after the Jets traded safety Calvin Pryor to Cleveland for linebacker Demario Davis. Baltimore Ravens cornerback Tavon Young has torn his ACL and is likely lost for the 2017 season. Young hurt his knee during practice Thursday when he tried to get to his feet after making an interception. The San Francisco 49ers have signed cornerback Will Davis to a 1-year deal. The 49ers waived receiver Rashad Ross on Thursday to make room on the roster. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers have signed wide receiver Chris Godwin to a 3rd-round pick out of Penn State. Godwin was the first of the club's 2 third-round selections. In golf, Jason Duffner putted for birdie on every hole until the last one and shared the lead at 7-under-65 with David Lingmerth at the Memorial. Jordan Spieth wasted no time getting into the mix. A week after he finished a shot behind at Colonial, Spieth closed with a flourish of birdies at Muirfield Village. He was among those at 66 yesterday. Duffner hit every green in regulation until his 7-iron to the 18th came up short and into the bunker. He blasted out 12 feet by the hole and missed the par putt. Lingmerth, who picked up his first PGA Tour victory at the Memorial 2 years ago, also bogeyed that last hole. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by Detter Motor Company in downtown Atlantic. Experience the Detter difference. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.